Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Mem Vav. As we continue in Perek Elu Ovrin, we are on Mem Hey Amid Beis by the two dots, V'chein Le'inyin Tumah. So if you remember the last daf we did, we spoke about dough, Shevesitke Areva, dough that's stuck into cracks of the pot. The Gemara discussed, had different deos. Is it, which part of the pot is it on? The lower part, where I'm Mevatel it more, the upper part. Is it a Kezias? Is it less than a Kezias? All the different details that we went through. And if you remember, we ended up mentioning the Shita of the Rush, and where the Rush says that I'm not quoting so much of this halacha l'maisa because Yisrael kedoshim heim, and Bnei Yisrael don't use pots with even a little bit of dough on it. So even though the Gemara is mechalik between three different areas on the pot and different places, different amounts, less than a kezias, more than a kezias, said the Rush on our daf. He said, I'll read it again. Lo herachti levayer divrei abaya tabemakom lisha v'hal shelo bemakom lisha v'luchto divrei shitas Rashi v'ri l'fi Yisrael kedoshim. They just remove it all. So this sugya, says the Rush, is not so halakha l'maisa because we're not going to take any chances with chametz. Again, this does not mean that Pesach turns into spring cleaning, right? Pesach has to be, as many say, tongue in cheek, dust is not chametz, right? I want us to make sure that one is cleaning for chametz, but again, Yisrael kadoshim heim, and therefore we wouldn't rely on a number of these items that were not listed. Also, I did not mention the Chashuki Chemed. Also, last time quotes a machlokas in terms of this discussion of kezias less than a kezias. We know the minhag of the Ramah, the minhag of many families, is to put out little pieces of chametz before the bedika in order to allow one to find them so that one could have something for the bracha to be chal on and then be able to burn it the next day. And we already mentioned in this pesachta that there are some nosekin on Shulchan Aruch. Let's say you don't have to do that. The bracha is only on if one finds. But let's say one has that minug, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, and one shouldn't be mevatel any minug of Klal Yisrael. The mefarshim on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch explain. Does one have to put out a kezias in each one? Because if you're looking to try to prevent Bali Rabbi Yimatze, maybe it has to be a kezias. Or do I say no? The whole point is just to find anyway, and you have to be mitzarif them afterwards, and as long as they're combined into a kezias. So that's an interesting discussion of the later achronim. Even if you hold of the minhag of putting out the pieces, maybe you would say that, oh, it has to be a kezias if you're just trying to bring it up, at least to the issue of if you wouldn't find it, or you're putting yourself into a situation of makam shenimsa bochametz. But that is a discussion that the achronim also have related to our Gemara, because our Gemara talks about chametz in one spot, less than chametz in one spot, all coming together in terms of chametz to different places, as we spoke about, upstairs and downstairs, inside and outside, relating to this minhag. Okay, that was just finishing up last time. Now we get into the two dots. V'chein le'inyan tumah. The Mishnah said that after the first half of the Mishnah relating to flour and dough found in the Sitke Areva, then the Mishnah said, V'chein le'inyan tumah. Im machbet alav chotzeis v'im rotze b'kiyumah ariyuka areva. Also regarding tumah, if you're machbet on the dough, it's chotzeis. And if you're rotze, if you want it, so then it is kareva, then it is batel. So what exactly does that mean? V'chein le'inyan tumah. V'chein, that connector word is always crucial, both in the Gemara and in the Rambam. The Mishnah didn't have to say v'chein. It could have just said le'inyan tumah. Whenever there's a v'chein, we think there's a connection, and that's the problem here because it doesn't really fit to the previous line of the Mishnah. V'chein le'inyan tumah. Machmor lav chotzeis v'im rotze b'kiyumo harayuka areva. Says the Gemara, me dummy. How could you compare the first line of the Mishnah and the second line? It's explicitly based on different factors. Hasam by chametz b'shiur etalya milsa. It's totally on the amount. It's a pachas b'kezayis, more than a kezayis. Hacha b'kmeid etalya milsa. When it comes to tumah, it's totally on hakpada, as many halachas of hilchos tumah v'tahara are. So we don't even know exactly what the halacha in tumah v'tahara is. But we do know that the factor is different. It's not based on amount, but it's based on kpeid of a person, as we'll talk about, b'shem halacha l'maisa, again, in terms of chatzitza. So the Gemara gives a couple of answers, four answers altogether, trying to figure out what exactly the Mishnah means. Number one, Ema Uli Amar of Yehuda, Rav Yehuda the Amora says, Ema ule inyan hatumah ain't okay. So really it should read, not like it. Ain't okay, not v'chein. Okay, that's what Rav Yehuda suggests. I'm like, Abaye, but it doesn't say that. Ha v'chein l'inyan k'tumah k'tamini. It says v'chein, Right? Sometimes by chisuri mechsuris, as we understand, you know, there's something lacking in the Mishnah. And some of the early achronim say it means that there's something lacking in our da'as, how we understand this. And they were writing shorthand and they understood it from how it was written. But here, Abaye is saying, it says the opposite. You can't say it's a chisuri mechsur here. It says the opposite of the Mishnah. V'cheinlin yuktumatani. So Abaye gives his own answer. El amar, Abaye hachi ka'amar. This is what the Mishnah means. V'chein le'inyin tziruf tuma b'pesach. Regarding tziruf of tuma b'pesach. That's what it means. U'b'shar yemos hashana ika plukta. And regarding other days of the year, there is a distinction between makpid and eino makpid. So it means you have to put a comma. Linyin tuma means regarding Pesach, there is a halacha, which Gemara will explain in a minute. Linyin tziruf tuma on Pesach. But b'shar yemos hashana Ika plukta. Plukta usually means machlokas, but Rashi here notes that's not what it means here. Rashi says on the second line, Ika plukta chiluk bein makpid l'she'eino makpid. So there's a difference. So hey chidami, what are we talking about? What is the pshat of the Mishnah? Kigon. Di ika pachos mika beitza ochlin. There is less than the size of a beitza of ochlin. V'nogo b'hai batzek. This batzek is stuck in the pot. And now there's some food that's less than the size of an egg. Pachos mika beitza ochlin, and it's touching that dough. So the question is there now an egg size of ochel? If you put together the dough and the ochel that's in there, the dough that's stuck in there, and the ochel altogether, it's a kibetza. But can they be mitzaref? That's the shaila. If you remember, we discussed about a week and a half ago on Daf Lamed Gimel, the machlokas rishonim. For something to be mitame, for a food to be mitame, others, that for sure needs a size of a beitza. In order for a food to be mitame, other food. To become tame, that's a machlokas rishonim. Rashi said beferish earlier, back on Daf Lamed Gimel on the base. Rashi sheets it a few places in Shas, right here. Rashi says, no shir. Even a kolshu can become tame. Ochelu mashke mekabel tuma bekol shehein, Rashi said. Aval ein metame achirim ela ochel kebetza umashke berevius. Right, in order to become and in order to transfer. There are different shiurim. The Rambam and others argue. Say that no, that you need a kebetza in both directions. So, Rashi here, Lishitaso, the issue, the nafgamina in the Gemara is being metame others. The tziruf, do we combine this food and the dough that's stuck in? That's the shaila. So the Gemara says, b'pesach, on Pesach, de'isuro chashev mitztarif. On Pesach, by the fact that even less than a beitza, a kizayis is already chashev to violate bal yirah, bal yimatzeh, it's chashev for other reasons, so mitztarif, so it's chashev enough to combine with the other part, and it'll be mitztarif. See Rashi on the first skinny line. B'Pesach de'isur chametz mechashvo va'osehu chashuv. It makes it chashuv. Hol v'kizayis huskar lehei chashev le'inyin isur chametz de'lo batil agabe areva k'detanya resha. This is the connection to the first half of the Mishnah, since we already learned in the first half of the Mishnah that a kizayis of chametz is chashuv regarding isur v'heter. So too, it's going to be chashuv on that time of year, for Tumah V'Tahara also. Hashel in Yitumah Nami lo batel l'gabi Arev. It's also not going to be batel. So on Pesach, because it's Chashev regarding Yisur V'Heter, it's Chashev regarding Tumah V'Tahara also, and that amount. You only have if you have a kizayis stuck in there, it can be mitztarif with the food in the pot in order to combine for the sum of a beitza and be metame other foods, according to Rashi. Or according to other Rishonim, become tame itself. B'shar Yemos Hashana, the B'kpeid Tal Yemisla, but on other days of the year, where Tumah V'Tahara is all tali on K'peida, are you makpid that this should remain in there or not? And other halachas, so then it depends. In makpid alav, if you're makpid that it should not remain in there forever, you're going to take it out at a certain time, it's tarif. It can be mitzarif combined. In rotsa b'kiyumo hariyuka areva. But if you want to stay in there forever, and you have no plans to take it out, then it's like the areva, and it does not combine. Again, the chiddush of the Gemara is that we could jump, according to this chat, from Isur V'Heter to Tumah V'Tahara. We mentioned in the past the thought of the Vilna Gaon from Parsha Shoftim, where the pasuk says, this week's Parsha, Bein dam l'dam, bein din l'din, bein nega l'nega, says the Gra, every halachic question in life has one of three answers. Actually, one of six answers. Tamei tahar, mutter aser, chayef pater. Those are the three, and those are three areas of halacha. You have Isur V'Heter, you have Tumah V'Tahara, and you have Dini Mamonis. Those are three types of questions. That's bein dam l'dam, bein din l'din, and bein nega l'nega. Bein dam l'dam is bein nida l'dam. Bein dam nida ladam yolades, right? That's iser veheter. Bein din ladin is dini mamanis, and bein nega lanega is samavatara, right? Negatami, negatar. So the gra, you could use that gra to say there are three different categories, and sometimes the Gemara will say mamona mi isura lo yalfinan and different halachas similar to that idea. But here the Gemara says you could jump because inherently at this time of year it's chashuv linyan zeh, so it's chashuv linyan zeh as well. That is suggestion number two. So now the Gemara says, well, a minute. So that was Abaya. So Maskev la Rava. Rava doesn't like this. He says, Abaya, you were bothered about the language of the Mishnah. So I'll continue your question. Miktani mitstarif. Doesn't say in the Mishnah about combining. V'chotzeitz ktani. It says the word chotzeitz. V'chen len yintuma. Imakud of chotzeitz or eno chotzeitz. So where does it talk about combination? Linyan shir. It talks about chatzitza. So Rava says, a third shot. A third suggestion, what this the seifa of the Mishnah is referring to. Ela amar Rava, v'chein laha'alos tara la'areva. We're talking about some of a tara, yes, but we're talking about you want to be mitaher this pot. That's what we're referring to. Laha'alos tara la'areva. That's also totally on this issue. So what's the case? Again, heichidami. Rava explains. Kagon, de'itmi hach areva, uboy latbule. This areva became tameh. You want to put it into a mikvah. Right? And remember the days of old, the days of Zman Amahiri, Yibana Mesa Migdash, everything will be, we'll have halacha lamaisa, tameh v'tara. Everybody will have to have mikvahs in their house. Because we'll have to be mitar things all the time. So something became tameh, you'll have to be matbulit. So bit pesach. Same connection to the Resha, but the Nafkamina is not one of Tziruf, but one of Chatzitza, because that's the language of the Mishnah, says Rava. B'Pesach de'isuro chashuv, on Pesach, where a kezayis of chametz is chashuv regarding. Bal yira bal yimatzei, so chotzeitz, that also is chashuv enough to present a chotzeitz, a separation, a halachic separation between the water and the kli, velosalka la tevila. And therefore, the tevila would not be good. You would have to remove this dough, because it's chashuv legabe Pesach, so it's chashuv legabe tevila as well. But the rest of the year, people, it's totally on kpeita. Imakbed alav chotzeitz imrotze b'kiyumah hariu kareva. So if you're makbed on it, if it's the amount that you would want to remove it at some point, chotzeitz, and if not, then it's kareva, and you can be matzvah the kli as is. Again, very halacha lemaisa in terms of tefilas kalim. So we know it's a mitzvah machlokas daraisa drabanan, the mitzvah of tefilas kalim, something that was bought from a, or given by a non-Jew to a Jew, there's a mitzvah to be tovila, to add kedusha. By the way, that's why the post can point out there's the difference between hagalas kalim and tevilas kalim. Hagalas kalim is kashering. Someone became treif and I have to kasher it. Tevila has nothing to do with kashrus, right? It can be totally new and never been used. But tevila gets a bracha and hagala doesn't get a bracha. Because we never make a bracha on the removal of a problem. Hagalas kalim, kashering something doesn't get a bracha. Mayim achronim doesn't get a bracha. Why? Because it's just removing a problem. Netilas yadayim is a hosafas kedusha. And tevilas kalim is also hosafas kedusha. Just like a ger. Right? We're bringing, being machlis as kli into a state of kedusha, and that's why we make a bracha al tevilas keli or al tevilas kalim. So in hilchas tevilas kalim, if I'm tovaling a kli and there is something on the kli, there's a sticker that I really don't want on it, and I would never use it with the sticker, I must remove the sticker beforehand. That if I tovaled it with the sticker, I have to tovel it again. Because that's this halacha. B'kpeid talya milsan the rest of the year. But if rotza b'kiyumo, let's say it's a type of sticker, the poskim say that it's like a fancy brand. And I want this sticker on there because I want everybody to see that this is the type of kli that I used. So, regarding Hilchis Gaiva, maybe it's not such a great thing, but regarding Hilchis Tevila, so then one is, it would not be considered a chatzitza because I want it on there so it's bottled to the kli. So that is all suggestion number three. So far we've had Rabbi Yehuda, Abaya, and Rava. So, fourth and final suggestion. Maskev Lara Papa, Mikatani, V'chein Le'enyin Tara. The third suggestion was, you're talking about an afkamina, about you want to make this kli tahor. But it says V'chein Le'enyin Tuma. So does Tuma mean Tuma V'tara? So it's interesting that in this context, you have three questions, they're all textual questions. They're not logical questions. You could always have every question in Shas or in the Rishonim is either textual or logical. This is all three are textual questions. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. So again, here, the third one in a row. So fourth try, Ella Amar Rav Papa, V'chein L'inyin, L'horid Tuma La'areva. Similar idea, but it's the opposite. Hechi Dami. You're going to Naga Sheretz Bahai Batzek. A Sheretz, an Av HaTumah, a recently dead Sheretz. When a Sheretz is alive, it's not Metame. No Ba'al Chai. Animals, when they're alive, are not Makabel Tumah. The animal recently died. It's not dried out yet, so it is one of the Shmona Shratzim that are Metame. Denaga by someone emailed me recently. I mentioned in the past year about a Nachash not being Metame. Right? You would think a Nachash is the most Tame. It should be one of the Shmona Shratzim. But it's not for various reasons. Rabbeinu Bachai on Parsha Shmini talks about why it isn't, and he mentions there, where the Makar is Rabbeinu Bachai and Shmini, Terachecha Darchei Noam. Because the Torah wants, the stakes are dangerous. The Torah doesn't want you to have any questions about, should I kill it? Am I become Tameh? Just kill it, get rid of it, don't worry about Tumah. That's why Terachecha Darchei Noam, the Torah says, even though a Nachash is the source of all chait and the source of everything, but the Torah is not one of the Shmona Shratzim. It's not kosher, but it is not one of the Shmona Shratzim that is Metame. So, once we're talking about Shratzim, just parenthetically. So, back to the Gemara. Hey Chidami, Denaga Sheretz Bahai Batzek. The Sheretz touches this dough. So, a Sheretz is an Avatoma. The dough is going to become a Rishon if there is, the dough is going to become Tame. The question is, what about the Kli? So, Bit Pesach de Isuro Chashiv, same Svara, same starting off Svara as all the suggestions. On Pesach, we are even less than a Kabetza, Kezayis is a Dabar Chashiv, so therefore that is going to block the Tumah. Chotzeitz, Velo Nachta La Tumah. So the Kli is not going to become Tameh because it was blocked. The food could become Tameh if there's enough of a shear. But according to the other Rishonim that require a shear, but it's not going to transfer it to the Kli. B'shah Yemos Hashana to Kpeita Talia on the rest of the year when it's Talia on Kpeitas, then it's just Talia on Mak Beit Mak. What I love Chotzeitz Vimrotze B'Kiyumo Harihu Ke'arevas. That is the final suggestion given by Rav Papa in terms of the Mishnah. Again, all of these might be true. It's just not the Pshat of the Mishnah. And the final, the Pshat of the Mishnah is you have to fit it into the words Tuma and fit it into the words Chotzeitz. Good. Just as we as has come up many times, and as we know, halacha lamaisa, there are three levels of chatzitza, both regarding a kli, but most commonly regarding a person who is going into the mikveh, which was banazeh, is only women. The hiri banabes mikveh shall be men too, who will have chiyuvim of tevila. And the three levels of chatzitza are mentioned in the beginning of Masechta Sukkah and elsewhere. If a chatzitza covers most of the body, and a person is machpid about it, that there will be times in life that they don't want to be covered by this. If somebody's wearing a wetsuit, if somebody is mostly covered in mud, that is a chatzitza d'araisa. That is very unusual, bizman hazeh, to have a chatzitza d'araisa. There is one time that chatzitza d'araisa might come up, and that is, there is a machlokas rishonim, whether you judge hair separate from the body or as part of the body. So if I look at hair as a separate unit, so it could be that if most of my hair is in knots, and I'm makpid on it, that's something that I would want to comb my hair, so then maybe you could get a case of ruba umakpid, even bizman hazeh. But most of the time, if you take the other svara by hair, and according to the rest of the body, for sure, it hardly ever comes up, a chatzitza d'araisa. Next level down is chatzitza d'rabanan, and this is all based on halacha Moshe Misinai. Chatzitza d'rabanan, either or, rubo or makpid. If it covers most of the body, but I'm not makpid, which also hardly ever comes up, but the other one does come up, mi'ut hamakpid. If somebody's on a meat of the body, but a person is makpid. If a woman went to the mikvah and there's one fingernail, whatever it is, that she is colored and the other ones are not, and she missed it, and she would never go out in public with this one fingernail. She would never go out in public. It's embarrassing. So that could be an example of a chatzitza d'rabanan. That could be chatzitza d'rabanan, either or. And then finally, the third level down is mi'it she'eno makpid, which me'ikar did is not a chatzitza, but the Ramah quotes in Shulchan Aruch, the minhag is to try to remove even mi'it she'eno makpid on a l'chadchila level. And that's why if there's ever a question post-tevila, which is a very serious question, and a Rav always tries to be makel as much as he can, the shaila is it category 3 or category 2? As long as it's category 3, we could say, forget it, it's okay, it's fine. Category 2 is more of a serious issue. Those are the three levels of of Kebeda. There is a Rabbi Chanan, I think has come up in the past, in the back of the Kovetz Ha'aris, in the Hosafos in Siman Dalet, where he quotes a question that he asks his Rebbe Reb Chaim, one of his Rebbeim. Rabbi Chanan learned by the Chavetz Chaim and by Reb Chaim. So he says, how do you ever have a case of Rubo She'eno Makpid? Majority of the body that you're not Makpid on. Right? Once we know that Midrabanan, either or, is a problem, then everything with either or turns into makbid because of the Issa Drabanan. You're makbid because we follow Dinan Daraisa and Dinan Drabanan. So if we follow Drabanan and the Rabbanan told me that if it covers most of my body, it's a Chatitza Drabanan. So how do you ever have a case of Rubo She'eno makbid? It should be automatically makbid. That's the question that Rabbi Chanan had. So he gives two answers, one from Reb Chaim and one from himself. Reb Chaim's answer is that Vatiris Morenu Barabi Reb Chaim Alevi Zatzal Mibrisk De Eno Chotetz Mida Oraisa Elahecha De Makbid Al Kol Harov Vahacha Eno Makbid Ela Al Chelet Meharov Shariam Nasir Migufo Ksas Meharov Lo Yishar Ela Miyut She Eno Makbid De Shari Gam Midra Banan. Okay, Reb Chaim has a chiddush. He says it's only considered makbid on a Durabana level if you're makbid on the rove. Here you're only makbid on the little bit to get you like to 49%. So if you only makbid on that, so that's not called makbid. Okay. But the Rabbi Chanan, I think, says the more straightforward answer. Odef Shalomar, you don't determine makbid and eno makbid based on halacha. You determine makbid and makbid based on everything else being equal. Forget what halacha says. Would you be makbid on this mitzius? And then we try to figure out makbid. Odef Shalomar, dekibo eno makbid, elamishum pisul tevila, ve'ilava psul lohaya makbid, ein zebechlal makbid. That's not called makbid. And he quotes from Bav Metzia, but we don't have to quote it from Bav Metzia. We had it earlier in Psachim. The case, the Mishnah in Maseches Para. It came up earlier. If a male animal, if a shor mates with the para aduma, so then you're finished, right? It's considered that there was avoda done with this animal. So the Gemara says, as the Gemara is machalik between that and a bird flying onto the back of the cow. If a bird flies onto the back of the cow and leaves, that's not makpid, and therefore it still has a kedusha paraduma, the status. But if an animal goes on, after he's shown him there, but 1 minute, you're not makpid on that either. Why? Because you just lost thousands of dollars worth of paraduma. Right? So you should say the halacha is if you'd rather it not to have happened by paraduma, it's not considered a malacha with a paraduma. So you'd rather this didn't happen because you want this to still be a paraduma. So what are we showing him answer there? No, you don't determine it with that factor. It's objectively, are you happy with the mating process? Yes, you're happy with the mating process. Maybe your animal's going to have a baby. So that's why you don't determine it that way. Or just one other example that he does not give, and that is when we talk about psikresha on Shabbos. Psikresha de nichalei, psikresha de lo nichalei. When I open up my fridge, and the light might go on. So that's objectively called the psikresha de nichalei, because it's easier for me to see in the back of the fridge with the light on. It's lo nichalei, because I want to be able to open up my fridge. And the halacha says I can't open it unless it's lo nichalei. So, no, you don't determine it like that. You take separate from the halacha, what would I do? Would I be makpid or not? Again, this comes up, the Rosh Shlomo Zalman also quotes it in a totally different context. Not really makpid, but in terms of, you don't look at it in terms of halacha. They talk about cooking and not cooking. You know, is this normal cooking on Shabbos, or is it normal cooking acknowledging Hilchas Shabbos? They talk about a crock pot, if you raise it up a little bit, right? Normal people wouldn't cook raising up the insert of the crock pot a little bit, even though everybody cooks like that on Shabbos, but still, normal people wouldn't. So you have to forget halacha when you determine what normal behavior is here, and in Hilchas Shabbos, and elsewhere. So those are just three or four examples, but that's Rabbi Chanan's answer, why Rubo She'eno Makvid doesn't always automatically turn into Rubo Makvid, because I want to follow the halacha, the Din D'Rabbanan. Okay, we go weiter. Says the Mishnah, Batzek, and the next word is unclear exactly how to read it. Rashi has two deis, so it can be read Batzek Hacheresh or Batzek Hacheres. Right? We have a shin there, but it could be a shin or a sin. This either means a deaf dough or a earthenware dough. It's some type of dough that has not fully but reach the stage of chametz. So it's lacking something from the outside, but you can't really tell. Like somebody who's deaf, you can't tell from the outside that they don't have the chush of hearing. And also, or it's cheres. Cheres, it looks a little like clay, but you can't really tell if it's chametz or not. That's the question. So, because we will see later on, there are certain physical signs on the dough, cracking, the cracks coming together in terms of chimutz. But here, let's say there's a suffix, you're not exactly sure. So Rashi quotes these two dais. It's not nikar, and you either read it as cheres, like earthenware, or cheresh, death. Im yesh kayotze bo shehechmetz, hare ze aser. If there is a parallel dough that you put into the oven at the same time, or you let rise at the same time, and that one has the simanim of chametz, this one is too. Right? Yagid alav reo, as the phrase is in halacha. Its friend is made about it. And therefore, if the other one is chametz, so too this one. Gemara. Im ein sham kayotze bo mahu. If there isn't, what if you don't have another one? This is the only one you did. So, Amar Rabbi Yevo, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, kedei sheyelech adam mi migdal nunya l'teveria mil. So if you don't have another one, so this is the time. If there's enough time that you let it rise from walking from Migdal Nunya to Tveria, two places up north, which is a mill. So Gemara says, v'nema mill. So just say a mill. Just say a mill. So Gemara says, no. Hakamash malan, the shiur of the mill can be Migdal Nunya about Tveria. No, it's telling me, if you want to know how long a mill is, it's the amount of time it takes to walk from these two places. Mill. How long is a mill? Halachalamaisa, so three-way machlokas achronim, 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes. Right? One of those three opinions. Right? We're going to get to, Beit Hashem, later in the Masechta. The two places in Shas where we talk about this, Daf Tzadi Daladim Sachim, and Daf Lamedalam and Hay in Shabbos. The issue of Bein Hashmashos and the seer between the two Gemaras, where one Gemara says the time period from Shkia to Tzeis is 4 mil, and the other Gemara that says Bein Hashmashos is 3/4 of a mil. I thought Bein Hashmashos is between Shkia and Tzeis. So how do you put those two Gemaras together? So one Gemara is in Shabbos, Lamedalam and Hay, the other Gemara is in Shabbos in the ninth parak, in Psachim here in the ninth parak, and Bali Tosfos in both of those places talk about the famous Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, two Shkias, an earlier Shkia, a later Shkia, and the Vilna Gaon's Machlokas about that. Maybe just one Ha'ara, Beit Hashem, we've talked about that and we will talk about that, but just one Ha'ara that I mentioned, but it's a fascinating one, and it's one that the Mishnah Berurah bases a Tosefa Shabbos Shita on, and that's the Shita of the Yireim. Why don't we wait eight? Why don't we, Minhag of Klal Yisrael in most places, to light candles 18 minutes before Shkia? Why is that the Minhag? What Chai? Right, it's a great thing to. Where did 18 minutes come from? I still have the 18 minutes. We know 18 minutes is before Shkia. Why? So there is a third answer to that question. When we're talking about Milim, when we're trying to talk about Beit Hashmashos versus Seis, there's a Das Yachid of the Yireim. He's a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, but he argues on his Rebbe here. Yireim says that Beit Hashmashos is before Shkia. We don't pass in that way. But he holds Beit Hashmashos before Shkia. Right? Rabbeinu Tam and the Vilna go and have a machlokes, which we'll get into the details at a certain time, whether Beit Hashmashos is right after what we call Shkia or it's much later. Okay. But the Yireim holds Beit Hashmashos is before Shkia. Before Shkia, so let's do the math for a minute. We don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam. We don't pass like the Yireim, I'm sorry. But how long is Beit Hashmashos? The Gemara says 3/4 of a mil. So what's the maximum that could be? So as we said, there are 3 days. How long is a mil? 18 minutes, 22 and a half, or 24 minutes? If a mil is 24 minutes, 3/4 of a mil is 18 minutes. That's the Yireim. The Yireim holds that Beit Hashmashos is 18 minutes before Shkia. That's where 18 minutes comes from. Why we light 18 minutes before Shkia? To be choshesh for the sheet of the Yireim Lechadchila. 18 minutes. So we're starting before Beit Hashmashos of the Yireim on Erev Shabbos. But the Mishnah Berurah, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he says you should light 20 minutes before Shkia. Why? You look at the Shaar Atzir and he says, for 2 minutes of Tosefa Shabbos to be choshev the Shita of the Yireim. Because 18 minutes before, it's already Beit Hashmashos. It's already Safek Yom, Safek Laila, according to the Yireim. So that's why if you light 20 minutes before, that's what some shuls have, where does that come from? That's being choshev for the Yireim and 2 minutes of Tosefa Shabbos. Because there's really no shear for Tosefa Shabbos. Rabbeinu Peretz in Maseches Beitzah on Daf Lamed says Kol Shehu. Any amount of, I'm sorry, there he argues with Kol Shehu and he says Chati Shah. But we don't paskin that way. We say any amount is amount for Tosefa Shabbos. Anyway, so that is just one thought in terms of meal. But again, as we know, this is a major discussion. Ramosha's famous 50 minutes, where does that come from? But we will leave it for now because there's a lot more to talk about here. Let's continue. Once we mention one statement to the name of Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, so we mentioned another one which also has to do with Milan. Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Legabal. What is Legabal? For kneading. We'll have to see what that means. Ulatfila. and for davening. Ule netilas yadayim, arba amilin. For these three halachas, 4 mil. So what does that, let's first finish the statement, and then we'll talk about each one. Amr of Nachman by Yitzchak, Ivo Amra. He said it was Ivo, not Rabbi Avahu. Right, a little different name. V'arba amarba, and there were 4 things said on the list, not the previous 3 only. V'chadimenayu, Ibud. It was also Ibud, tanning. Ditznan, so let's do this last one first, and then we'll come back to the earlier ones. Ditznan, the Mishnah says, V'kulon she'ibdon o she'hilech b'hen k'dei avuda tahorin. This is talking about skins. The Mishnah Maseches Chulin is talking about when skin has the status of ochel and when it loses the status of ochel, of tumas ochlin. So if I take the skin and I tan it, or I hilech ben, I trample upon it, kedei avuda, the amount of time that usually tanning is done, tahor, when it loses its status of being mitame. Right, that's the, and the kedei avuda is, as we'll see in a second, related to mil. Chutz mi'ar ha'adam, except for human skin, never loses its status. V'kama kedei avuda, amar Rebbe Ivo, amar Rebbe Yannick, de hiluch arba amilins. That's also 4 mil. That's the 4th nafgamina. Period, stop there for a minute. Let's go back. What are the 3 halachas, lagabel, letfilo, netilas yadayim? So, lagabel, Rashi says, in terms of someone needing somebody else's dough. And one kid go get a tahar kli a distance away. The kalim that the balabayas gave you to knead his dough in her tame. How far do you have to go to get a tahar kli in order to knead this balabayas' dough b'tahara? And Rabbeinu David says, you accepted to do a b'tahara. So how long do you have to go? So that's the limit, 4 mil. If it's more than 4 mil away, so then we say you do not have to schlep there, and you have to say it's the Baal Bais' fault, or you can just give it back. Give it back and say, look, I didn't accept to do this, it's such a schlep to go get a kli, to do a patara, that's legaba. What about litfila? What does litfila here mean? It's interesting. Let's go through each of the shitas. Rashi, Tosfos, other Rishonim. Rashi says, look at the 3rd medium line in Rashi. It's an underline Rashi. V'chein l'tfila, im mahalech adam baderech, uba eis lalun. Somebody's going on the road and it comes to a place to sleep. Ula hispalel, and to davin. Im yesh beis hakneses lefana, barichog dalad milin, holech umispalel. Sham v'lan sham. If you have a shul within 4 mil in front of you, what's 4 mil? What's 4 mil? So Rov Rishonim assume, and the Bir Halacha discussed this also, you go by time, you don't go by distance. So Lamaisa, it would be 4 mil, we say, is 72 minutes. So if 72 minutes in front of me, there's a Beis HaKnesses, so then to go daven there, so what does that mean? To go daven in a shul? We know it's greater to daven in a shul than to daven outside of a shul. Achronim assume that Rashi means with a minion. With a minion. If there is in front of me, I'm still on my way, and I can continue going and davening with a minion, I should, even though davening with a minion, pashtus, is a din derabanan. A din derabanan, not a din daraisa. What do you need a minion for, daraisa? When do you need a minion daraisa? There is a Rosh Maseches Brachas that says maybe Parsha Zachar needs a minion on a daraisa level. At the Gemara there, if you remember, was Rabbi Lazar came into shul, there was only 9 people in shul. They didn't have a minion. So what did he do? He freed his slave. He freed his slave to make a minion. He's ever Kanani. The Gemara says, how did he do that? Is it Daraisa? Oh, Lutzarach Mitzvah. Which Mitzvah? What Mitzvah do you need a minion for? So the Rosh says, oh, it must be one of those Kriyas HaTorahs that needs a minion. Which one? Parsha Zachar. It's the only one. Parsha Zachar. That's why there's a Chum L'Chadchila to have, because of that Rosh, to have a minion for Parsha Zachar. So, but otherwise, the Rosh is saying, even a Dinder Rabbanan. A din derabanan, one needs to go further 4 mil in order to, and the Maharam Chalava says a befeirish here in the Rishonim. If you look at Ramosha has a tshuva in Chelek Beis Simen Chav Zayim. Im Talmud Chacham Rashai List Palel Biyachidus Ba'asher Sherotza Lilmod Bizvan Meuchar Balayla VeYikshem Alafanav Lakum List Palel Betziver. Somebody wants to learn very late at night, and he knows he's going to have trouble getting up. There's only one minion in the morning, an early minion, but he wants to learn late at night. So does he have the heter? Ramosha was asked on, he wrote this tshuva on Shivasa Batamos in 1963. Right? Could a Talmud Chacham stay up late and learn and not go to minion? Says Ramosha, Hinei, look at the quotes. What source in Shas would you quote about the Chashivas of davening with a minion? First line of the tshuva. Hinei, les palel ba'asara, hi chiyuv mitzvah al ha'adam, v'lo rak hidur umayla ba'alma. Toha, lepirish rashi psachim memvav. The first source of Shas that he quotes. mechuyev leilech adal and minim kshu lefanav baholich baderach afsha tov lefanav yosel alun kan, even though you want to sleep here, began mechuyev lachzer achrav an mil, which we'll get to by the Shem umizem muvan sha'an mil mechuyev leilech afshu bebeiso. And he continues, and Lamaisi says, you gotta go to Minyan. You can't use Talmud Torah as an excuse. Unless if you're a Shem Yachai, well, you don't do half the mitzvahs anyway, because of Tarasa Umnaso. But, that's Rav Moshe. But amazing, the first makar that he quotes regarding the Chashivas of Minyan is our Rashi. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. That's Tefillah. If you look in the Tosfos, Tosfos quotes the Aruch on the second Tosfos on top. Tosfos likes Rashi. Nira Kibir Shakunches. Veloke ha'aruch. The Aruch says is talking about Netilas Yadayim for davening. Letfila. Right? Other Rishonim say, but Netilas Yadayim is on the list also. So what's talking about Netilas Yadayim? What does that be Netilas Yadayim for davening? Other Rishonim, you look at Rabbeinu David, Tevila for Tevila. This is one of the sources about going to the mikvah before davening. Tevila for Tevila. He also quotes the Deya about going to the bathroom. If somebody has to go to the bathroom before they daven, how far do you have to go to find a place to go to the bathroom? That also might be Dalad Minim. Again, in a context where it's not a violation of Bata Shaksu, where one can hold it in for a little bit longer. That is different Deyas about what Tevila means here. Rashi, the Aruch, and Rabbeinu David. What about Netilas Yadayim? Last one on the list, Netilas Yadayim. So this is talking about Netilas Yadayim for Suda, Netilas Yadayim for bread. How far does one have to go in order to wash one's hands? What if somebody's in the car and they don't have water? So when could you ever use the I just won't touch the bread trick? Right? Does that ever work? So that is based on a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says it in Kuf Sam of Gimel, Sif Aleph, Im Ein Mayim Mitsuyim Lefanav, Berichuk Yoser Me'arba Milo Achra Mil. If we'll get to backwards, but if somebody there's within 4 mil ahead of me, there is no water. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Yito yada b'mapa. You could hold it in a napkin, va'ochal pas, and eat the bread. That's the Shulchan Aruch. If there is it, so let's think about that. So for 72 minutes in front of me, there is no water. How often do we have that? There's not going to be any water for the next 72 minutes. There's not going to be a rest stop where I could get off and wash my hands. Right, so the rest stop, how long off the highway do you have to go? That's going to come up in a minute. We're going to say you only have to go 1 mil backwards, 4 mil forwards. So 1 mil backwards is 18 minutes. So going sideways is also like going backwards. So is it going to be more than an 18-minute detour off the highway? Let's say 9 and 9 altogether, if there's one right on the highway. So if there's more than an 18-minute detour, it doesn't mean including the shopping that I do it means if I would run into the store, wash my hands, and be able to wash. So the post can talk about, yes, if you're not going to, there's no place to stop for the next 72 minutes forward, and there's no place to stop for a detour that's less than 18 minutes, okay, then you don't have to, then you could use this trick. But in general, we try not to at all rely on this. The Bir Halacha and the other post, when we look at the Piskei Tshuvos here, he's also mentions that we really try not to rely on this kula of not touching the bread. That's what he said. I'll read to you. V'lachein hanoseya baderach v'rotzen le'echol pas v'yodeya shetoch meshach zman nesiya shel erach 72 takot yuchal asig mayim chayev lahamtim v'imsorach l'satosim rechbo. Let's say you're on a bus and the bus is not going to stop for an hour and a half. That's an example where you might have to hetter because you don't have the possibility. V'imsorach l'satosim rechbo min nitiv nesiyato b'shvil agil amakam sheish bo mayim yishaer im bezman nesiya shel 18 dakot yagil amakam mayim chayev lasos kein v'ein lo hetter lechlo perkricha b'ma popit v'chulu v'chulu. And he talks about it. The Bir Halacha says we should really try not to rely on it if we don't need to. Okay, let's continue. So we had Netilas Yadayim and Tefillah and Ligabel. And then we had Ibud as the last one. Says the Gemara now, Amar Abiyosi Rabbi Chanina, Lo Shonu Ela Lefanav, this is all Lefanav, in front of me. Aval La'acharav, Afilu Mil Eino Choser, La'acharav, even a mil you don't have to be Choser. Amar Abacha, Umina, we learn from there, Mil Hu De Eino Choser, Hapachas Mi Mil Choser. So up to a mil, you don't have to be Choser, but anything up to a mil, but up to a mil, one has to be choser. That's what we were just referring to. Up to a mil, one would have to be choser. Again, important discussions that one has. Again, I've been asked a number of times. Let's say a couple wants to go away for a certain amount of time, and are they allowed to go to a place without a minyan? Are they allowed to go? So we always try to have it with a minyan. But l'shem shalom bayis, to go, you know, is there flexibility? There is some flexibility. Again, we should always try to go to a place with his Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, it's much easier. But there are other values, d'oraisa values as well, and one should ask, or one should at least think about these issues, when making their plans. But obviously, we try to be at minyan as much as we can. Okay, next Mishnah. Ketzad mafrishin chala betumah b'yantif. As we continue, this parak is all about issues of chashos of chimutz. Right, you're not sure something is chametz. That's what we just had in our Mishnah. Chametz noksha, tarovas chametz. This also, you have a situation where you have a problem. You're baking. You're allowed to bake on yantif, right? That's heter ochal nefesh. But the problem is you have a dough that is tameh. So you're a Yisrael. You're going to eat the dough. The problem is how you mafrish chala. How you mafresh challah? Kesan mafreshin challah b'tumah b'yantif. What is the problem? So Rashi explicates what the problem is. What are you supposed to do now? I'm going to be mafresh challah when it's tameh. Says Rashi, kesan mafreshin challah b'tumah. She nitbeisa isa b'shuv ein hachala nitanis b'mena b'rila chilas kohen. The kohen. What is this good for a kohen? What usually truma tameya or challah tameya the kohen can at least use to burn, but here he can't use it to burn because he need be able to burn in order to give you food, to be able to eat, be able to write to ochel nefesh. And here he can't. Ketzad mafrishin osa b'yantif shel pesach. Harei ein yochel lafosa. You can't bake it today on yantif. Me'achar she'ein ru'uya l'achila. Because it's not roi to eat, so you can't bake it. We know you can only bake something on yantif that is roi for you to eat. Heter ochel nefesh. So therefore, you can't bake this because you're not going to be able to eat it. The challah that you take off. V'l'shahosa l'sarfa, and to wait to burn it that night after yantif, maybe it'll become chametz by then. And to burn it on yantif, you're not allowed to burn truma tameh on yantif or kachem on yantif. That we had back in Masechta Shabbos. There's a principle called ach shevei. Do you remember Tosfos discussed that there on Daf Chafei and Shabbos, where because this is a mitzvah that you're doing, it's a mitzvah burn truma tameh, it has its own significance, and you can't do that on yantif. That's not called ochel nefesh. So what are you supposed to do here? You want to have challah. You want to have what we call challah. You want to have dough on yantif. So is there anything to do here? You can't leave it. You can't bake it. You can't burn it. So what are you supposed to do? So there are going to be three opinions of the Mishnah. There's a fourth suggestion, though, that Meiri here says, why aren't you mevatel it? Why don't you separate it? Be mevatel it. Then it's hefker. Then it becomes chametz. It becomes chametz. It's not your issue. Just be mevatel it. Sorry. So is it a loss to the Kohen? Well, once you're mafreshit, who are you causing a loss to? The Me'iri's lashon is that once you're mafreshit, it's not yours. And you can't be mevatalet. It's not yours. It belongs to Shevet HaKa'una. And maybe that's what you were saying. But it belongs to Shevet HaKa'una, and therefore you don't have the rights to be mevatalet anymore. Interesting. Okay, anyway, so the Gemara says, what are you supposed to do? 3 days. Rebbe Lazar Omer, Lo Tikra, La Shem, Asha Te'afeh. What do? You physically separate it, or maybe not even not. You think about it, but you don't label it as challah until after it is baked. So really, I take it back. You don't even separate it, right? So every part of this dough might not be challah. So every part of the dough is potentially edible on yantif. And then afterwards, after it's baked, so memela baruch Hashem, you bake the whole thing, and every part of it had the heter of ochel nefesh, and then afterwards you take it off. And the matzah we do beforehand. But this is talking about on yantif. Ben Besera Omer, Ben Besera said, no, you can't do that. Tata Vatzoni, just throw it into cold water. Throw it into cold water, that'll prevent it from being, from rising, from becoming a chametz, and that's what you should do. Amr Reb Yeshua, Lo Zehu Chametz Shemus Haran Alabal Yerabai Matzah. Moses says, don't worry about it. This is not the chametz that you're going to violate. Meaning, what do? The brother says, don't worry. Ela mafrishasa umanichasa ad ha'erev. Be mafrishit and let it stay there. V'mechmitza echmitza. Don't worry about it. We said before, you know, it's the Kohen, but it doesn't belong to any specific Kohen. Right, you are mafrishit, like the Meiri said. It's not yours. So you don't have to worry about it anymore. And it doesn't belong to any specific Kohen yet. So that's why you can have your cake and eat it too, literally, right? It's not you could just separate it and not worry about it. The Kaveh Kashesa, which is the Chelkas Yoav, wrote a sefer with 103 unanswerables. That's why it's called Kava,
Gematria 103, the kashis of the kashis. Right, 103 questions. So all the achronim since the Chelkas Yaakov, the Chelkas Yoav, wrote svarim trying to answer his 103 unanswerables. So one of them is on this Mishnah. One of them in Simon Yudalid, he says, how could you be mafrish something that you know is going to be ruined? You allowed to do that? Where do you ever find? You always find, we had earlier, you have to give something that's maybe roi, roi linasina, right? We had the no to be hud in the tosas rid, you have to give at least, right, a certain amount. Chita achas is poteris is a krib, that's not called the nasina. You have to give something that's usable to the kohen. So you're being mafrish directly holically ibud according to Rebbe Elazar, so that's his kasha and the achronim deal with it. Okay, either way though, we'll continue. Says the Gemara, what is the machlokas in the Mishnah? What's the machlokas, whether you're allowed to bake it or not? Or you have to, or you're allowed to leave it. Lema betovas hanaka miflagi. Maybe the machlokas is about tovas hana, the right to choose who you give it to. Tovas hana is always I have tovas hana to choose which kohen I'm going to give my truma to. Tovas hana. So, is that meaningful? Is that halachically significant? That right, does that connect this dough to me at all? The fact that I could choose which kohen to give this to, does that mean I'm connected and therefore I would violate by Rabbi Matzei? Or not. That's the machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer, Sava, Rabbi Eliezer says, in the Reish, Rabbi Eliezer says, remember, you have to bake it, and then be kare shame. You're not allowed to just leave it. Sava, Tovas Hana, Mamon. Tovas Hana is Mamon, and therefore, it's considered halachically Mamon, so therefore, it's your dough, and you can't just let it rise. You're going to violate it by your Rabbi Yimatze. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, Tovas Hana Eino Mamon. Rabbi Yeshua, who says, don't worry, just let it rise, and you're not, lo zehu chabe shem mishar alav. So, he also ate a mamon. Sorry? And right, Rabbi Meseira, we're not focusing on Rabbi Meseira. He's the one that says, throw it in the cold, but yeah, me'ikir hadin, me'ikir hadin. Lo, so the Gemara says, lo, dekuli alma savri Tovas Hana Eino Mamon. Really, Tovas Hana, be'ikir hadin is not mamon, and therefore you should be able to leave it. The machlokas here is about hoel, similar to what we had a couple of days ago. Rabbi Eliezer savar amrinan hoel. Rabbi Eliezer says, you say hoel. What's the hoel here? Hoel just means since. Hoel is the name of a number of principles. Since something can happen. Since you could be mafkarit and make yourself an ani. Since you could. So here, what's the hoel? Hoel v'iboy itchel alei. Mamonehu. Since theoretically, you can go back on your hafrasha. You could be shoel on your hafrasha, so therefore, on some theoretical plane, it's still connected to you. And it could be connected to you, and that's why you can't just let it rise. Rabbi Yeshua savar lo amrin and hoel. Rabbi Yeshua says, we don't say hoel, and therefore, obviously you can be shoel, but you don't have to worry about that contingency if you didn't do it, and therefore, you're allowed to just let it, rise. Period. Would a woman ever, or a man, ever be shoel on their hafrasha's chal of his man hazeh? That does come up. I had it once, a couple of times, actually. That, let's say, sometimes it happens. It's not so uncommon. Somehow the challah that was taken off got remixed into the batch. A woman takes off challah, and then all of a sudden she looks around and somehow the challahs were baked and is back in there. So now it's all usher. So what do you do? So the way that the Shulchan Aruch says, Shmir Shabbos quotes it also, the way that we could get out of this, that a woman goes in front of three men and is shoel on her afrasha, and then in the middle of the whole thing is tevel again, and then she'd be mafresh afresh and anew right now. That's a way that she could get out of it, that we could use that even, that we would use that even bizman hazeh. Period. Itmar, here we go, the sugya of hoel. Itmar. Ha'ofen miyantav l'chol starts today and continues tomorrow. Ha'ofen miyantav l'chol. If somebody bakes from yantif to chol, I bake on yantif, and I have kavana, I'm baking this for after yantif. What's the halacha? Rav Chizda Amar loka. Rav Chizda says you get malchus for that. That's an issa da araisa. Rabba Amar eino loka. No, no malchus. What's the machlokas about? Rav Chizda Amar loka. Rav Chizda says you get malchus lo amrinan. We don't say hoil umiklai leila arachim chazilei. Well, since guests might come at any moment, so even though you have kavana for weekday, theoretically it might be used for yantif. So therefore, it's not an issa da araisa. It's not an issa d'araisa, it's only an issa d'rabbanan, and therefore you're not going to get, you don't say that, according to Rav Chizda, and therefore you would get malchus, it's an issa d'araisa, you don't say hoel. Rabba amar eino loka, you don't get malchus. Amrinan hoel, you say hoel, period. That is the machlokas.
Amarle, there's a lot to talk about, but let's first finish. Amarle, Rabba, Rav Chisda, Lidi Dachta, Amrit, Lo Amrin, and Hoel. Rabba says, according to you, Rav Chisda, you don't say Hoel? Heich Ofin mi Yantif l'Shabbos. How do you bake from Yantif? Yantif's on Friday. How are you allowed to bake from Yantif to Shabbos? In other words, Rabba is saying, in order to allow baking from Yantif to Shabbos, it has to be an Isser Dirabanan, which we would then allow Litzarech Shabbos. If it's an Issa d'Oraisa, we would not allow it. So according to me, that it's only an Issa d'Rabbanan, we'll get to why it's only an Issa d'Rabbanan, but it's fine. But according to you, that, Rav Chisda, that there's an Issa d'Oraisa to cook on Yantif for another day, so how are we allowed to cook on Yantif, from Yantif to Shabbos? So Amar Lei, Mishamei Ruvei Tavshilin. Ah, because you make an Erev Tavshilin. Second Perakim Seches Beitza, I set aside food before Yantif. For Shabbos, so it's as if I started to cook for Shabbos before Yantif, so it's not such a zilzal. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. Umishume ruve tavshilin sharina nisura daraisa. Erev tavshilin, the mechanism of Erev tavshilin, it's a rabbinic mechanism. How does it allow you to violate an issa daraisa of cooking from Yantif to the next day? Amar lei. So Rabbi answers, no. Mida oraisa. Sarche Shabbos nasin biyantif. Shabbos has a higher kedusha. On a daraisa level, you could cook from Yantif to Shabbos. Yantif to Chol, you can't cook. Yantif to Shabbos, you could cook on a daraisa level. V'rabbanan utagazru bei, the rabbanan where goes there, gzeira shema yomru, ofin mi Yantif af l'chol. If we allow you to go from Yantif to Shabbos, then you might come to cook from Yantif to Chol also. V'kivan datzrechuha rabbanan, a ruvi tafshilin, islay hakeira. Once the rabbanan allowed erev tafshilin, or mandated Erev Tavshilin, there is therefore a hecker, and you won't come to cook from Yantif to Chol. Meaning, let's take a step back for a minute. In order to cook from Yantif to Shabbos, it has to only be an Isser Durabanan, at most. Right? So, how do you get it to an Isser Durabanan? So, one opinion is if you hold of Hoel. If you hold of Hoel, so that makes it, right, guests might come now. So even though I'm cooking for Shabbos, guests might come, and that's why it's mutter. What's the other way to get it down to be mutter? If I say, Tzarchei Shabbos na'asin biyantif, that gets it down from a daraisa to rabbanan, and then I use Erev Tavshilin in order to make it mutter. That's the machlokas. Everybody agrees you're allowed to cook from yantif to Shabbos. The machlokas is how, and that's the machlokas right here between Rabba and Rav Chisda. What's the machlokas about whether you hold a, say, hoel or not? So there's a beautiful formulation. Rabbi Balchanan, second. Kovet Shiurim right here, though. This one's Ipsachim. What's the Machlokas about? Says the Kovet Shiurim. Velule Divri HaMe'iri. He quotes a Me'iri here, gives a different shot, but he says as follows. Hayinira Taima de Rabba. What's the reason that Rabba says you don't get Malkus? What's the reason? Kivan, and what does Hoel mean? De Kivan She'ilu Afa Mitchila Al HaSafik. Shemi Yitztarech La'archim. If I would have had guests in mind the whole time, so then it would have been mutter. So just because I thought of weekday, but the act itself, you see, is not the problem. It's your thought process that's the problem. Because you can do the same act, as long as you would have thought of guests, it would have been mutter. You're not going to get malchus for that. Because that's an iser machshava. That's not an iser maisa. Because the maisa inherently is muteres. It's just because your machshava was problematic, that's not going to be malchus. Not going to get malchus. That's what it means, hoil. Since you could have cooked for guests, and therefore you could have in mind guests, so even though you didn't have in mind the guests, it's still not going to be in iser daraisa, that's going to be machayev you malchus. That's what Rabba says. The nimsa da hamaisa atzma hi malachas heter v'hagriusa hu b'machshavaso shalo asa l'tzarech orchen l'tzarech chol. That's why Rabba says you're not going to get malchus. Mashenkein, according to Rav Chisda, da al yedei hamachshava nishtanis hamaisa meheter le'iser v'lo hutra hamelacha elim chashav lasos l'tzarech avo kishachashav lasos hashalo l'tzarech hamelacha atzma asura. Amazing explanation. Rav Chisda says that your machshava changes the maisa. And Rabbi says, no, the machshava doesn't change the maisa. The maisa is muteres, and your machshava affects it, but it doesn't change it into one that is mechayev malchus. Okay, Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with the discussion of Erev Tavshilin, and exactly what about Bizman Hazeh, where guests don't just walk in unannounced. Are we still allowed to rely on this principle of hoel an hour? Are you allowed to cook something 10 minutes before Yantav is over? That's really not cooked yet? Would we have that heter also? Or do we say no, right? 10 minutes before Shabbos starts, you're allowed to cook something for Yantif, where really it's not true that guests might come in and you might be able to serve them here. That's a major machlokas achronim, the Chachma Shlomo, the Mangan Avram. But Hashem, we'll start with a couple of Erev Tavshilin issues on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.